When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. This is the Jillian Michaels Show coming at you from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California. What's going on there, Hondo?
Just dealing with...
Yep, this is my segment. What's going on, buddy? Talk to me, pal.
Just dealing with... Oh, let me lower this. It feels like I'm stretching my neck like a giraffe to get a leaf.
He's lowering his mic.
It's just nothing's easy in business, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't cut corners and I want to do things the right way. And it's just... People don't honor and respect timelines. So if you and I talk about having a delivery of something on, you know, today,
yeah,
3 weeks from now doesn't work. And it throws off a whole schedule of stuff. So I'm trying to explain to someone why that's not acceptable and why are you coming to me at this late hour, days after something is due, to tell me that you can't have it for 3 more weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no consequence is the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
You see what I'm saying? There's no consequence. So when there's no consequence,
skin in the game.
Like, what do you give a shit?
Yeah. Well, you lose the business.
But it's always shocking to me. It's constant.
It's just a domino effect, you know. So
yeah.
You end up, I don't know, it's just not a productive way to spend your day cleaning up other people's, you know. And that's the funny thing is, like, people want to be compensated what they are due, but yet they don't want to deliver how you expect them. But they'll take the money.
Yeah.
But God forbid you should call them out on not
performing
and say, well, we need to adjust your compensation. Then they like, oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, no.
You know, so.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Sounds a little like best laid plans.
Oh, look at Cindy making that bridge. So we were going to do a segment on how.
Did I just bridge that for you?
You did. Like,
well, she bridged it. You started it. Then Cindy bridged over to the,
I started it by breathing into the microphone.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Your breathing bridged us across the table.
Uh-huh. But have you ever noticed, like, and maybe it's just me, but any time that I have planned something, like really taken the time, it always goes so sideways, whether it's a yacht in the Mediterranean.
Not true. Norway was on point, and you planned that with 5 minutes.
Oh, you think? How were those Northern Lights?
No. There's one thing.
How were those? Were they beautiful?
Weather's one thing.
How were the lights, G?
Weather is one thing. You can't control Mother Nature. But everything on that trip was phenomenal. I was actually thinking, it's like, we should go do that again this year.
What did you find? What did we go there for?
To get frozen.
No. What did we go there for?
To see the Northern Lights.
Did you see them?
I was north.
Did you see the
lights? I saw lights, but not those lights. I was north. I mean, we did that.
You've just proven my point, though.
Except, you know, did you just say you had 5 minutes to plan it? So maybe it's, you know, you.
But it was phenomenal.
Because you didn't overplan it.
We had a great time.
Okay. So here's what I'm saying. Like, I've noticed that there's something too. Because, like, where is that line, right? Failing to plan is planning to fail. You need to make plans. Otherwise, you're kind of like a ship without a rudder. Yeah, you're just like wandering around. You're aimless. But yet, every time I do make plans, I mean like plans. Like, this is what I am doing. Mm. It all falls apart. It could be, oh, in 10 years, I'm going to be doing a talk show. And then in this, and then the universe is like, oh, talk shows won't exist in 10 years. Ha ha! Isn't that funny? Like, I mean, it's... Anytime I make plans, this is what I'm going to be doing through the rest of the year. I'm going to plan this vacation and it's going to go like this. Like, anytime I have a plan, it will for sure fall apart.
But that's also expectations and okay. that.
But then what do you do? Not make a plan?
No, I think you have to have goals. I mean, I think.
But a goal requires a plan.
Yeah, but half the plans have to be adaptable. Like, for instance, you're in traffic and. You know there's
you got to pee. You got an empty bottle. So what do you do as a guy, Jake?
Wow, that's so nice.
I don't believe that.
Find the closest bathroom and then pee the bottle behind it.
Pee the bottle behind it. Has this happened
all the time? I can't tell you the number of times I've been on the 405.
No, it'd be so hard to do.
No, I think you do have to have plans, but you also have to be adaptable, and you have to. Because otherwise, not everything is going to be like it's the rigid way that we expect it to be. Like you're taking the kids to camp, and the camp counselor's not there. So you have to have the backup.
Speaking
plan.
Of, will you ask Ashley what happened to that trip I was supposed to take for the UNHCR? Frick.
Oh, yep.
The UNHCR? HRC. For God's sake, ask her about that. Yeah, the refugee, the UN, the refugee, she was, but forget it. This is my point.
Yes.
So, but I think that, like, I don't know if that happens to everyone or if it just happens to me, but I find that, like, when it happens, it's really discouraging, right? So, So you gotta, A, like, okay, make the best of it, like G is saying, right? And I guess, what can you learn from it? But it's tough to make plans and not have expectations of those plans, because that's why you're making plans.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, the plans are so that you can expect an outcome. So I guess, and I almost am like, part of me laughs and like, there's got to be a God, because the irony of like making plans to avoid things falling apart and then they always fall apart. Like, there's got to be a God with a sense of humor based in irony. There has to be, because just insane. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And like, am I the only one this happens to, Cindy?
No, I mean, plans go awry all the time. All the time. But it's what do you do when they, it's how you handle what happens when they do.
It's gorilla breathing into its microphone again. You just hear
it. I can't hear it. Can
for
you hear
four,
it?
For a month, you're going to hear this.
That one was through your nose, actually.
No, it's that yogi breathing.
Oh.
In the back of his throat.
You know, if this,
you know, that breathing,
if this isn't coming across to everyone else, we're just going to seem insane.
We already seem insane. It's, well, amazing anybody listens.
Here's a newsflash, Cindy.
Yeah. Okay, Bishop, plans.
They always get f***ed up.
They always get f***ed up.
I need a thing. I need a thing on my microphone. That's what's up.
A little spit thing?
I need a spit. Yeah, I need something.
Mm. Jake. Put a pop filter on there,
please. That's why
I have a surgical
now
mask.
I can hear it.
One, I'm not sure where they are in the studio. And
I can
two,
find out.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they will help.
Oh no!
There.
Can you hear my breathing?
The
now?
Sound Wait, of a Kleenex box.
Giancarlo has a clean. Okay.
Wait, what is it called?
A pop pad. Pop but they, filter. I'm sure they have them here. A
pop filter.
Oh, fuck. God, this is
What's
exactly
this segment
what
about?
Was not supposed to happen with my segment right here. Best laid plans.
Here's what I love about this.
Oh, for crap's sake. Yeah.
This Jillian loves to plan every minute of a trip because remember what I said before,
every
right?
Of yes. My life.
She's just amazing at it. And she genuinely takes so much joy and creating the moment that creates the memory. Me, on the other hand, I'm just down for whatever. If we're on vacation, all I want to know is, when are we leaving back home? That's the only time that matters to me. And I'm down. Like, you can say, let's go eat elephant. I'm like, okay, let's go eat elephant. Like, it doesn't
no,
matter to me. No, I'm
elephant.
Not going to eat elephant. Just, Cindy, don't do that.
That was Bishop who did it.
Oh, by elephant.
You too. Don't do
by
it.
Elephant. It's a type of lettuce.
I love
elephant. Elephant lettuce, yeah. No, but anyway, so we're on vacation. She's like, we've got to be there at 9. I'm like, it's okay. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. No. I'm like, it's not me that's running late. I'm always on time unless I'm in Japan and sitting on the Toto toilet.
It's the Toto toilet because it washes your behind.
That's and right. I can just see like the anxiety building up if like we're away with like a Chloe or my sister.
Oh, Chloe.
Or her brother.
God.
Like,
oh my
it's
God.
Like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
We can always count on her and I being downstairs.
Yep. But the only two.
And I'm like, I'm so to the point where like we're leaving the hotel. I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me prepay her room so we can leave on time. Like all this kind of stuff, right? Because I get into like we're on a business trip mode and we got to get out of there to the next destination. Everyone else that's with us is just like, la, la, la.
Yep. And Chloe teetering downstairs.
You have to lie about times. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. We do lie to Chloe, but she's figured that out. And now is even later because we lie about time. I don't know. I think the lesson, though, is that it can be really discouraging when it happens. And you gotta, what I've been trying to do is say, like, okay, where's the lesson? This all fell apart. What's the lesson? And how can you make lemonade out of lemons, right? How can you turn it into a fun opportunity? Because it is, and whenever you can go in without, like, as open as possible, as little, like, you're right, you have an end goal, and you have a lot of information.
Right.
But, like, it's not, like, it's so rigid that it's, you know, you're not being able to look around.
Yeah.
Like, I can even say, like, in interviews I've done, right, where the interviewer is, like, they have 10 questions on a piece of paper, and they're going to ask those 10 questions. And it's like, yes. Where would you be on a desert island if you could only have one thing? What would it be? Crystal meth. And how did you first meet this person? And you're like, I just said I would take crystal meth to an island and you didn't even flinch. You know what I mean? Because they're like, they're so not in the moment. But if you're like, all right, I know everything about Jillian and I know that I want to get a really meaningful interview and pull out the X advice about survival tips, right? And then, so you're like, okay, what would you take to a desert island? If I said crystal meth, then you'd be able to like, ask the question. But like, I mean, so I think that's the plan. It's like, I guess, be a little more flexible, educate yourself, but be flexible, have an end goal, and life is what happens while you're making other plans, so look around, see what you can take from it and learn from it, and, you know, it's so hard, but
I remember I was always the one in the old group of friends that was very scheduled maybe and very like, well, we have to do this and we're doing that, and there was a stage where I just was like, I give up, and that became Easy Cindy.
Oh.
And Easy Cindy was just like, they'd say, well, I don't know, what should we do? And I was like, I don't know, whatever. And I was like, whoa, Easy Cindy. And you know, life got a lot easier,
a lot better too.
Yeah.
I drive my friends crazy with my plans. And then finally I was like, I'm done. You guys can figure it out. I'm not making any more plans.
Yeah. And what happened?
So far, so good.
Oh, wow.
I had a great birthday. They planned my entire birthday. And I had like no stress. It was great.
How do you guys feel about when you make plans with friends or other couples to go out and dinner's at 9 and they show up at a group, part of the group shows up at 10?
Well, you lost me when dinner was at 9. So.
Yeah, no, that's so inconsiderate.
Right?
An hour?
No, I hate that.
An hour. Because you know, a lot of restaurants, especially if you're like a party of four,
they won't seat you. Yeah. No, and you'll lose the table.
I wouldn't make plans with those people.
No,
again,
that's inconsiderate. I hate that.
It happened to me recently.
I'd be furious.
And
it's just rude.
It was less about my buddy and it was more about his girl and like kind of the tone. She's like, you know, stuff happens. I go, yeah, but this is the second time it happened. So, and now I'm hungry because you know I get hangry.
Yeah.
Right. And I didn't have anything on me to eat.
10 o'clock at night.
And I'm like, can I get a loaf of bread and some water, please? Because I'm starving, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's next time, just order.
No, there is no next time. Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm not going
Good
out to
you.
Dinner with them. That's what I said. I was like, so here's how I'm seeing it.
That's
you don't respect my
though.
Time.
That's what I think.
Vai fanculo. That's it.
Yeah, that.
Vai fanculo.
Part of staying healthy is staying active. And that means getting enough protein to fuel your workouts.
But some of you guys have written in about protein powders, messing up your smoothies, not knowing which one to choose. Well, why not go to Daily Harvest? Because their protein smoothies are delicious. There's no more wandering around the store trying to figure out what ingredients to buy, because these guys have figured it all out for you. They deliver perfectly portioned cups of frozen organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. They're easy to make. You just add water or your favorite milk to your Daily Harvest cup, blend, heat, either way, and you've got an amazing whole ingredient meal or snack in just 30 seconds. My latest favorite is the oats and cocoa, because they have 18 grams of protein and 300% of my daily vitamin C. And I make it with coconut milk. Blend it up, tastes delicious, ready in seconds. So no more questioning if you should do hemp or whey or soy. These guys take care of all of it. It's delivered right to your door. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter the promo code Jillian to get 3 free cups in your first box. That's promo code Jillian for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners, 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You're really grasping here.
Okay. No. I am not really grasping. This is a thing.
Oh, boy.
Bishop, remember when we were driving to that event where I got honored and there was a big sign that said gonorrhea happens?
Gonorrhea is on the rise.
It's massive.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I know.
How do you know, homo?
Because I've read about it.
You're married and gay.
Gays get gonorrhea.
Gay women don't really get gonorrhea.
I think everyone can get gonorrhea.
I've never had gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea for everyone.
I've never had gonorrhea.
No, I haven't either.
I have actually never had any STDs. I think it's because I'm a homo.
No, homos get it all the time.
Girl homos?
Yes.
We're the lowest population. You know how I know? Because I read Christopher Hitchens' book, God Is Not Great, where they talk about how God's punishing gay guys with AIDS. And he's like, really? Well, lesbians get like very, 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 very few STDs. Why isn't God punishing those homos? And I, in fact.
That can't be right. Hello,
yeah, the mic. Your microphone is behind your back.
We're on the air. I don't know. I have a light or something. What kind of shit is this?
He's just so happy.
How is that
he
possible?
Has a
like,
snack.
There's a lot of promiscuity amongst the.
There's incestuousness because it's a small community. That I can tell you. Mm. Which is why now it's eating into the microphone. You make up your mind.
Make up your mind. What do you want me to do? You want me to talk into the mic and not? All right, I know it. You're right.
Don't chew with your mouth full.
We're in the middle of a segment.
Don't talk with your mouth
I don't know
full.
That because there's no light going on. She's walking in and out, getting me snacks. Thank you. She's talking about whatever.
I'm talking about gonorrhea and how you know if you have gonorrhea.
How do you know?
Okay. Is there discharge from your penis? Jesus, G.
I mean, when you go to the movies, don't people make noise?
Yeah, you're that guy in the movies, aren't you?
What are you doing?
I like it. I think it's funny.
It's not funny.
I think he's like just topped Heidi.
Well, Jake and I have been so traumatized. Remember, Jake?
Yeah, there's...
Oh, my God. Janice used to rage at us if we chewed into the mic. Oh.
I'm not cowering in fear.
Yeah,
it's a good thing she's not here. Wow, that mango looks great.
It looks like fried chicken from back here.
Yeah, well, that company sold for how much money?
Anyway, a lot of shekels.
Yeah, that's right. No, discharge from your penis. That's number one. Well, no. G, do you have discharge from your penis?
When you have gonorrhea, yes, you have a white discharge from your penis.
Why do you know that?
Because every guy knows about gonorrhea.
Oh, they do?
Of course.
I don't think they do.
They teach you that in
Jake, do you,
you
know?
You can get it from blowjobs.
You could get it from being in a hot tub. Yeah, you can get. So, yeah, gonorrhea doesn't only pass through sexual contact. And it's not as common, obviously. But if you're in water that has the bacteria, you can get it, too. Ooh. Like hot tubs typically have that kind of stuff. But gonorrhea is no biggie, I think, right? Because they just give you a, they give you either a shot or they give you some pills to take.
Jake knows.
Jake?
Well, someone I know, and I'm not going to name names, but someone close to me had chlamydia, and I was clowning on him for the longest time.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. He was my.
Go on.
Stepbrother gets chlamydia.
No. Okay, go.
Segment.
Stepbrother gets chlamydia, and he's freaking out.
Can't turn it off.
And I think it's.
I can't turn it off.
Jake, hold on a second. Hold on.
I don't know why I can't turn it off.
Close out.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go on, everybody.
So stepbrother gets chlamydia. No big deal. You know, he gets the pills. He's fine. And he had only slept with three girls, so he's trying to figure out who it was. I'm clowning on him. I think it's hilarious. Then a girl, this was years ago, a girl I had slept with hits me up and goes, just want to let you know, the last guy I slept with had chlamydia, so you should go get checked. And I was like, oh, man. Like, you know. And then so I call our family doctor. Our family doctor goes, ha ha, your stepbrother's probably banging your girlfriend. It wasn't him. Turns out I was safe, didn't have it, and I went back to punking on him.
Does your butt itch?
I mean, regularly. I mean, yeah, sometimes.
Then you may have gonorrhea because it can affect your rectum, which causes anal itching, discharge. Did you know that your butt would itch if you had gonorrhea?
Oh.
I love, this is one of the moments where I'm like, thank God that I am a lesbian.
Well, butt itch and then b-hole itch is a little different, I think. You said, does your butt itch?
Your butthole.
It means the top of the butt. Like,
no, your butthole. Does your butthole itch? No.
Oh, my God. Why are we talking about this?
I'm trying to help people figure out if they have gonorrhea.
You just want
to
say butthole.
Butthole is not my favorite thing. I don't have a butthole thing. We've talked about that before.
They'll know if they have gonorrhea.
I mean, I don't have anything against it, but it's just not a thing of mine.
But does the article say the word butthole?
Your butt itches. Gonorrhea can also affect your rectum and cause anal itching. Are you happy now, Cindy?
Much better.
Let's make this real simple.
Oh, and diarrhea and pain. Did you know you could get diarrhea from gonorrhea?
No.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. I think it's real simple. We can tell Jill's listeners the following.
Yeah.
Guys, if you see a discharge in your panties, go to the doctor. Women, panties. The same.
Wait, a sore throat. Did you know that? You can get it from oral sex.
Yes.
Actually, I did know somebody who got gonorrhea in her throat from giving.
I can't wait to read
the emails
story, we
actually.
Get after
I was
this
dying
segment.
Laughing. Why?
Because people don't enjoy when we go on this path.
I don't know that that's so true.
Well, the people who write the emails don't enjoy it.
They said we're not allowed to talk about gonorrhea?
No, it's not. It's the body part stuff.
What, we don't have penises and vaginas? And
well, that's okay.
And people don't poop and pee and fart and do all that stuff?
I don't think people tune in to hear about it.
It's health information.
Yeah.
Pain or swelling? What? I'm telling you. Some guys may not have initial symptoms when they contract gonorrhea, but when the infection spreads, it can spread.
Thanks.
No, your scrotum and your testicles could get swollen and inflamed, and there's something called an epididymis. What is that, Bishop?
How do you spell it?
G, for fuck's sake.
Is that the...
I'm not even near the mic. Can you turn down the scent?
Oh, my God.
Spitting pretzels out
Jake,
of his
can
mouth.
You please turn down my how hot my mic is, please?
You really want me to turn it down?
Is that the taint?
Oh, yuck. Oh, no, that's not it.
Cindy! Why are you saying taint?
The listeners don't want to hear that.
Thank you, Sarah.
Sorry, Gia.
What is
I
an
know
epididymis?
Some time in my language
epididymis.
To defend you.
It's a.
I thought that was a.
Can
no,
someone please help me? I just need to know what
I'm
it is.
I'm looking
it's a hippopotamus combined with a rhino.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell it. And what's showing up? I don't think.
Can
this
someone
is
please help me?
Text my sister; it'll be faster.
She's not going to answer. You know how hard she is to get on the phone? Epididymis, woman.
I'm looking. Is a long tube that stores sperm and transports it from the testes. It appears as a
curved
structure.
Oh, my God. You giggle that she said testes. Gee.
I like how she said it.
What flavor ice cream are you? Forget it.
Testy chocolate.
Epididymis is tridymis chocolate.
Oh, I spelt it wrong. That was
for
the holdup.
Crying out. Just forget it.
How do you spell it, Jill?
Give up. Give it
up. This thing is eating in the microphone. I can't do anything.
Give it up.
Just hear the gorilla like.
Give it up.
Yeah, I'm done.
I love my team. We work well together. We get along great. And it's so important to have that perfect fit in any business. But finding the right person means they've got to know you're looking for them. So with LinkedIn, it's the world's largest professional network. People go to LinkedIn every day to grow professionally and see what everyone else is up to. LinkedIn matches those people to your role based on who they really are, their skills, their interests, and even how open they are to new opportunities. This way, your job gets seen by more of the right people, and you don't have to go through a bunch of resumes that have nothing to do with what you're looking for. And most LinkedIn members haven't even visited top job boards recently, but 9 out of 10 are open to new positions, so you can only reach them on LinkedIn. So go to linkedin.com/Jillian and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/Jillian to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Jillian. Terms and conditions apply. So check this out. Today's main air purification technology was invented during World War II. Well, Molecule introduces a breakthrough science that's finally capable of destroying air pollutants at a molecular level, completely removing them from the air you breathe. We love it at my house because the air actually feels cleaner. Molecule's technology is not only personally effective, but it's been verified by science and most importantly tested by real people. It's made such a meaningful impact for asthma and allergy sufferers that one customer even said she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. And Molecule isn't just groundbreaking on the inside. It has a sleek, solid aluminum shell and a streamlined filter subscription, so replacement filters arrive at your door right when you need them. So to get your Molecule and $75 off your first order, go to molecule.com and enter the promo code Jillian at checkout. That's Molecule, MOLEKULE.com, promo code Jillian, molecule.com.
Oh my God, what is with the eating and the drinking? I cannot. You've got to stop. It's like a month worth of shows of you eating, slurping, breathing, eating, typing, slurping. And this is the asshole that, like, God forbid we had to record an ad on the go on the phone was like, it sounds awful. It sounds horrible. It sounds like shit for a professional operation, Jill. Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to bring a little color to the podcast.
It's a rainbow
in
here.
I think Heidi's slurping with her food was better than this, though.
Okay. Well, the spoon in that bowl was like, oh, man. So, sound like brains.
Jesus. Mm. All right. I'm ready.
Are we ready for some emails?
Well, I don't know if itchy wieners would have been better, but go ahead, give it a shot.
Yes, we vetoed your wiener.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Not the first time.
So let's get started with someone who hates cardio. It's Nicole, and she wants to know, can she do a 7-1?
I just drank. So we're good. Can she do 7 minutes?
She do a 7-minute circuit to make up for her lack of effort on cardio day. I know we've discussed cardio a little bit, but there you go. She hates cardio.
7 minutes on cardio day.
So especially, she hates it, especially cardio
but
day.
But she doesn't
in
need to
app.
Do cardio. Oh, in the app.
For T90.
Oh,
can I do a
no.
7-minute circuit to make up for my lack of effort on cardio day?
No, do the cardio. It's like 20 minutes. Do it. That's why I made it 20 minutes and you're welcome. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, you made it shorter.
No, like, it's just do it. Murph. And I've made it easier because everybody was like, this is crazy. So I made it even easier. So no. I will not accept that. No, you cannot. Right. I programmed that. I am a genius programmer, which means you shake your booty for 20 minutes the way I tell you to. Okay.
Do it.
Okay. What?
Okay.
Okay. So, Vanessa has started your app and is not sure which meal plan is best to lose weight and manage PCOS.
Oh, well, okay. So, PCOS, here's what I would do. People are going to go up in arms. I would do the Dr. Axe Jumpstart Paleo Meal Plan. It's only 30 days. That's why. Mm. And we've made it predominantly plant-based, very high in fiber. So, it's not high in like a ton of meat and saturated fats. So it's the best way to get that insulin down and insulin down in check. But it's only 30 days. Hmm. Then from there, the exercise is the best insulin sensitizer. You can pick any one of the meal plans from there. However, I also did take the paleo meal plan and made it far more accessible. So it's calorie controlled and it's not crazy high in meat and it's not crazy high in saturated fat and it's more plant-based. So that one would also be good because PCOS is related to insulin resistance. So it's about getting insulin under check. So no processed carbs, not a ton of sugar. Processed sugar, white flour, things of that nature. But exercise, as you begin to train, it dramatically improves your insulin sensitivity. Mm. So I would do the Dr. Axe Jumpstart first. Then I would try the Paleo Meal Plan. And once you do that for about 3 months and you're training, like you're good to go on whatever. Okay. And you kind of want to get off keto after a month, 100%, and only do it the way we recommend in this plan.
Okay. We have another app question from Ashley, and she wants to know, and gee, maybe.
She's been on the cover of Self recently, too.
So we have a question from Ashley about the app. Are there any plans to create gym workouts for your app to help plan weekly workout routines using barbells, cables, machines, kettlebells, or do you have a suggestion for what to do on certain days of the week?
We actually have a program called GymCat, and it's barbells, bench, dumbbells, a lot of functional training equipment. We haven't gotten to the machines yet because people don't ask for it. Like they tend to want the app for at home on the go. So they want yoga, they want kickboxing, they want HIIT, they want body part specific, they want fast, they want no equipment. Whereas very few people are like, hey, can you help me with a lat pull down machine? So that is probably something we will not add for quite some time. There's over 1,000 exercises on the app. Literally over 1,000.
Wow.
Pretty much every single modality. So whether it's free weights or body weight or kickboxing or yoga or prenatal programs or postnatal programs or run a 5K or lose 5 pounds or lose 50 pounds or whatever it might be, it's kind of all on there and you don't need a lat pull down to do any of it. Mm-hmm. So probably not for a while. You know, what we're focused on right now is adding those few additional programs. Then we're going to add a 6 keys program. So there's a 6 keys meal plan and a 6 keys workout to launch with the book, which comes out at the end of December. And then, which is a book about anti-aging and kind of living your healthiest, best life, like 60, 70, 80, 40, 50, whatever. And then community is really big for us. So we're working on a really cool community feature where people can like find friends, get buddies, support, all that stuff. Yeah. So, and we started a little secret Facebook group to kind of get the ball rolling on it. But what is it called?
It's a secret.
Yeah. Jillian Michaels Facebook community.
Yeah, but it's like private. It's like a little, you can join, but it's like a private community. No G's.
Check the latest newsletter and there's a link and there's also
But the latest new, woman, we don't know when this is going to air.
Check Instagram in bio.
Make this kid more worthless today.
Oh God, man.
Brand manager. Check the newsletter from 10 years ago. I don't know. I'm on my phone like an asshole.
I'm posting so you don't yell at me.
What are you posting?
The podcast.
No, you're supposed to post Jake's thing.
I did. I'm putting this on Vero.
Oh. And while they
yeah
fight.
Yeah.
This is someone who, Erica, she works nights. Okay. So she works like 11 p.m. to 7:30 and wants to know when to eat her meals. And I would just assume she would be adjusting accordingly as if she were waking up at
daytime.
Yeah.
So you want to eat no more than 12 hours of your day and every 3 to 4 hours. So it would be breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner. And you'd either be on a schedule that would then be like 11, 2, 5, 8, right? Max. Mm-hmm. 11, 2, 5, 8. That's 9. 9. So was she 11? Yeah, right.
11
so she's
7:30.
Yeah. So it could be anywhere between 3 to 4. So she's creating at least a 12-hour fasting period between her last meal of the day and her first meal of the day. And she's eating every 3 to 4 hours.
Just like a normal.
Yeah.
Just
flip
changes.
The schedule. Because the whole point is stabilizing blood sugar and giving your body a period without food every single day to do some housekeeping.
Okay. Leah read that there's glyphosate.
Glyphosate in oats. It's a pesticide, isn't it?
It's a pesticide, yeah. Exactly. Not
if they're organic.
Well, I went to Environmental Working Group and if anybody's curious, just go to EWG.org and they have a list of what, you know, the different products and which ones are organic and which ones conventional. They said in the samples they tested 45 conventional ones had it and 16 organic ones actually had it, I guess. Oh no, maybe they, no, sorry, they tested 16. 5 organic ones had it. So EWG.org and then look it up in there.
Bishop, you covered over the available for bar mitzvahs and weddings. I mean,
so Kelly would like to know.
Who cares?
That was
funny, Jake.
Speaking of ADHD.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any connection with ADHD in children and diet, hormones, and exercise?
I mean, certain things have been linked to ADD, like chemicals in foods, and what have you, like artificial colors, actually. But I mean, it's tough to say. So many people have it that I've actually started to wonder if it isn't just a different. Like your brain is not, it's just, your brain is different. Yeah. It just is. The synapse of your brain fire too quickly. So, and then when you love something, because your brain chemistry changes, it allows you to have hyper-focus on it. But literally, like we could be looking at this entire table, right? And my chapstick is sitting right in front of me and I would be like, where is my chap? Have you seen my chapstick? And it's right there. And that's like something called sifting. So there's so much stuff on the table. My brain is incapable of physically seeing that. It's fascinating shit. Like when we were in Italy and I remember my brother has it and didn't know it. And after living with him, I was like, oh my God, Greg, you this is bad as me by a long shot. So like we were at a sandwich shop, right? And the sandwich was in Italian, and then right underneath it, it was English. We're all on a giant chalkboard. Everybody's ordering, and Greg is like, how do you guys know what this stuff is on the menu? And I was like, babe, it's in English right underneath. Yeah. Like, and our joke is that it takes two brains in the house to get anything done. Because like two of our sets of eyes can generally see something better. So like both of us, Bishop has seen it. Both of us will walk over to the fridge and try to find something.
Oh,
like, it's intense. So I don't know if we're both, like Lou, it's Lou has it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so bad. And it just, that's why I'm so addicted to caffeine. Because it allows me, it's actually a very significant ADD medication.
Oh wow.
And I hate, like I don't want to take Adderall or anything like that. So I use caffeine very, very strategically to help me with my work and my focus and what have you. But I don't, there are studies that say yes, but like, I just don't know. You know, it's tough to say. It's possible, but I don't know enough about the origin and when it started getting diagnosed or how long ago it started, or I just don't know enough. Yeah. I know I have it and it is real. believe it.
Yeah.
So, the Kelsey, organic versus natural labeling mainly.
Labia.
Not
labia. You were going to let that go, G?
I said labing.
She just said labing.
Labeling.
She didn't say that. She said labia.
I heard labia.
You would.
You're freaking me out. This is getting crazy in here.
Hey, G, what's going on?
Oh, no. He's so creepy. He's crunching food again. What was your question? Labia phase?
G and I could, like, have the creep show.
A thing.
Definitely.
It's a thing.
So, especially mainly in peanut butter, Kelsey sees a lot of labeling organic, and then she sees natural. So she wants to know.
Organic, natural means nothing.
Or no, versus, like, or it. Like, she'll see, this is organic, and this one's natural.
Organic. Natural means nothing.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Wait.
Choose organic. I will translate. Choose organic because natural means nothing.
Did you understand, Bishop? Shut up, Bishop. All right, go ahead, Cindy.
Okay, Kristen wants to know your thoughts on detox teas, like everyday detox.
Oh, didn't we do this?
And we talked about
there's
another,
no crap in it.
Yeah, we were talking about. I mean, this stuff is all only, it's all natural stuff, like ginger,
I mean,
licorice.
Yeah, that's fine. Fruit. As long as there's no like laxatives in it and nothing to dehydrate your body, like things like milk thistle and things like that that support the function of your kidney and your liver.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had a detox product and it was like probiotics, milk thistle, dandelion root. So it was all stuff to help optimize kidney and liver function and digestive function and so on.
Well, I have a question.
Oh.
What about like hair loss, hair thinning? Like
that's a tough
is it
one.
Collagen? Is
no,
it
isn't at all. It's a hormone thing. And it's when you have too much testosterone. But the issue is that you can get things like saw palmetto that block that. Mm. But I've often wondered, like,
with your hormones.
Are you messing with something else? Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't, like, I've never, as much as I would love to give it a shot, like, I don't want to mess with my test. I'm already, like, low on testosterone because I'm so estrogen dominant. Mm. So I don't want to, I personally. So I just take, like, vitamins. You know?
What is it, like, B? Is it
C? Yeah, whatever. So they say. I mean,
yeah,
and I take collagen and all that, but like my hair grows fast. It's still thin. I've always had thin hair.
Do you feel like you have more hair with collagen?
No, not at all.
No.
Mm-mm. And I take it religiously.
Do you just take collagen in powder, or do you can you take it in like supplement form?
It is. It you can take it in pills, but it also comes in powder and it just dissolves.
In your smoothie or something.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
Oh,
thank you.
Fine.
So everybody, you
good?
Hey, G, you have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
God, you're so white.